This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to do away with early and mail-in voting in Colorado and require all ballots be counted by hand within 24 hours of Election Day gets its first hearing at the Capitol today. The measure is sponsored by Republican Representative Ron Hanks, who's also running for U.S. Senate. Hanks is one of the most prominent voices in Colorado politics, pushing the false claim that Donald Trump won in 2020. The bill is expected to die in the Democratic-controlled committee. A Colorado hospital study shows the benefit of using an alternative non-opioid strategy for postpartum patients. Women often receive medications like oxycodone to help with pain management after delivering babies by cesarean section. A team at Lutheran Medical Center studied nearly 200 women, comparing how they did using a binder, a wide abdominal compression belt, versus those who didn't. Corey Hoskins is the lead researcher and an OB nurse.
Our binder group didn't need nearly as much of that supplementary medication.
Most patients who wore the binder reported less pain and used lower levels of pain medication after the operation. More Colorado college students will benefit from free textbooks. The Colorado Commission on Higher Education has approved 20 project proposals from colleges that create or adopt open free course materials at campuses across the state. The Department of Higher Education says to date, the program has saved the state's students more than $10 million on textbook costs. The CSU men's basketball team has earned a sixth seed bid to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. This is the Rams' first appearance in March Madness. Since 2013, the Rams face the 11th seed Michigan Wolverines in Indianapolis on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.